Call me Nora, please. Roll call, please.
Buckner.
Present.
Coleman.
Here.
Comer.
Here.
Dawson. Drobish. Edwards.
Here.
Antler.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Gresham.
Here.
Hogan.
Here.
Holman.
Here.
Horvey.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Craik.
Here.
Larner.
Here.
Little.
Here.
Mattingly.
Here.
Noland.
Here.
Oliver.
Here.
Rudd.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Quorum is present, Chairman.
Stand, please. Taylor.
Yes. Father God, I pray on behalf of each person here this evening. I thank you for all your blessings. And I pray for unity during our meeting. Lord, for you are a God of peace. I pray for the agenda set before us that you give us an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit all who live and work in Macon County. I lift up this meeting to you and ask that we honor you in everything we say and do. Be in our midst and bind our hearts and minds by your Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Been made and seconded. Any discussion? Tanner.
Buckner.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Comer.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Antler.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Gresham.
Aye.
Hogan.
Aye.
Holman.
Aye.
Horvey.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Craik.
Aye.
Larner.
Aye.
Little.
Aye.
Mattingly.
Aye.
Noland.
Aye.
Oliver.
Aye.
Rudd.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Motion carries, Chairman.
No recognition. Zoning subdivisions.
One resolution for a renewal of a special use permit. Resolution number Z-1237-10-21. A petition requesting special use permit submitted by Dennis and Tanya Brooks. I would so move.
Second.
It's been made and seconded. Any questions? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Correspondence. Mr. Tanner.
I have a thank you note here. It says, Macon County Board members, thank you very much for including our staff in the COVID-19 premium pay. Our staff were all incredibly grateful for the gesture of appreciation. Thank you again. Sincerely, Macon County Health Department team. There's a letter from North America's Railroad. CN receives notice of termination of KCS merger agreement. Another letter from CN Railroad. CN outlines details of strategic plan. A letter from Ameren about tree trimming. Sheriff's report for the month of September. Treasurer's report for the month of September. Collector's report for the month of September. Coroner's report for the month of August. Public defender's report for the month of September. Auditor's report for the month of August. Another letter from CN notifying the county of grant opportunities. And that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Entertain a motion on correspondence.
Make a motion it be placed on file.
Second.
Been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Claims.
Make a motion we approve the claims.
Second.
Been made and seconded. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Appointments, we have one resolution. Macon County Board Resolution, appointment of Long Creek Oakley Township Union Drainage District Number 1 and 2 Commissioner David Corman. Resolution G5316-10-21. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Consent calendar, resolution G5317-10-21. Macon County Board Resolution to execute deed to convey property in which taxes were delinquent. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Justice Committee. Manning.
Two resolutions tonight, Mr. Chairman. The first is resolution number G5318-10-21, Macon County Board Resolution approving permission to dispose of surplus equipment. I so move.
Second. Motion been made and second. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Second is resolution number G-5319-10-21, Macon County Board Resolution increasing IT services line in the Circuit Clerk's e-citation fund for fiscal year 2021. I so move.
Second. Made and second. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Magley. EHW, we have one resolution.
Resolution number G-5320-10-21, Macon County Board Resolution approving the Macon County Environmental Management Department vehicle purchase from the host fee account. I would so move.
Second.
And made the second. Any questions? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're going to temporarily skip O&P. We'll do it last, and we will do it after public comment. So we'll skip to Finance Committee. Ms. Kraft.
We have two resolutions tonight, Mr. Chairman. First resolution, Macon County Board Resolution approving amendment to Decatur-Macon County Enterprise Zone Intergovernmental Agreement entered to in December 1st, 2014. Resolution number G-5323-10-21. I so move.
Second.
Been made to second. Are there any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Second resolution, Macon County Board Resolution approving a renewal and amendment to contractual agreement for providing health care services to the inmates of the Macon County Jail. Resolution number G-5322-10-21. I so move.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Are any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Kraft. Don't have anything in negotiations, transportation, executive, building subcommittee. Do we have any office holders' remarks? Any office holders' remarks? All right, we'll move into citizens' remarks. I'd like to keep this to five or six people if possible. The issue at hand is, I'm sure why most of you are here, are whether we cut the board to 15 or stay at 21. If there's anyone here that's in favor of cutting the board, that you go first, if there's anybody. If not, if there's members that would like for it to stay at 21, I hope that you pick four or five from your organization or whatever you, however you want to do it. I don't want to get redundant here, but if you feel you need to be heard, we want to listen to you. So with that, if you come forward, state your name, and we'll go from there.
Good evening.
Excuse me. It is limited to
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay. Yeah. All right, I won't be that long. Good evening, Macon County Board. My name is Jacob Hamm, and I am a resident of Decatur. I am concerned about some of the proposed maps being supported by some members of the Macon County Republican Party. Excuse me. One of the proposed maps would eliminate two out of the proposed maps would eliminate 6 out of 21 seats, or about 28% of the seats in total. The decline for Macon County's population from 2010 to 2020 was about 6%. The way the maps are drawn are also concerning. Only one district that is proposed on one of the maps is a plurality of African American is only plurality of African American residents, not voting age residents. This is just one of the many ways that the voters of color can be disenfranchised from our democratic process and is a blatant violation of voting protections. Do we as a county want to send the message that certain voters and districts are more important than others? Do we still want to be known as a county with lower voter participation, particularly at the local level? In order for Decatur and Macon County to come back, we need to have a vibrant democracy. The bipartisan map proposed by Republican County Clerk Josh Tanner and supported by the Macon County Democratic Party is a fairer and more compact map. The bipartisan map will ensure voters of color's voices are heard and not take away representation from Macon County residents. Macon County, over the past decade, has seen a growth in African American residents from 16.3% to 18.3%. Our maps should represent the demographics of our county. And that, I yield the rest of my time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Someone else?
Good evening. My name is Michael G. Diggs. I'm the Vice President of the NAACP Decatur Branch. The NAACP does not agree with the changes that are put forth for the districts. We'd like to see it remain the same. As stated by the young man before me, he gave all the numbers and details. To reduce the number would reduce the voting ability of African Americans and most people here in the city and the county. Right now, everything is pretty good. We'd like to see that remain that. Any changes are going to reduce, again, people's ability to voice themselves. And NAACP supports everybody voting. Everybody. Minorities, majorities, everybody needs to get out and vote. And we want to make sure that that stays that way from now until. So, again, NAACP does not support the change to the fewer districts. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone else?
Excuse me.
My name is Stephen Christian. I feel disenfranchised by this Republicans' proposed voting things. It shrinks the districts in the neighborhoods that I grew up in and the neighborhood that I live in right now. You think that the crime and poverty in Decatur is bad now. You take away people's ability to vote, their ability to have themselves heard, have themselves represented in government. That's how you get things like January 6th. As wrong as it was, they felt that they had not been heard, that their voices didn't matter. You're choosing to disenfranchise and to remove people's access to get to vote. That's only going to increase poverty. It's only going to increase violence. It's only going to increase the fact that people are disenfranchised. If the NAACP is against this, I'll be one white person signing my name to the petition to have a lawsuit filed against the party if you guys do this, because this is wrong. There's no reason to reduce the amount of people on this board by that dramatic of an amount when we've only lost 6,000%, and to reduce the likelihood of people of color or different ethnicities being elected by rezoning those districts. That is sickening, and that shows that people are scared of change. And it's going to happen whether you're on the board or whether you're replaced. Because honestly, if you go ahead and do this, then we're just going to have people just running as Republicans. I'll run under a Republican platform just to get up here and undermine everything that you do. If you're going to change toward, there's no Democrats that can get elected. Think about what you were doing. Think about why it's right to take away people's ability to go vote. Why is that right? Why do we need to reduce the number of people on this council then only to give the remaining people a raise, because that's in the plans also. It's just sickening greed and fear of a changing demographic, and you guys need to get over it.
Thank you.
Next, sir. Go ahead.
You could have used this podium too. <and it's there.
laughs> good evening. My name's Sean Scholenbrook. I agree with most of the comments and the opinions of the citizens that have come here tonight. I've got a little bit of a different view on a couple of things. First off, when it comes to representation and civic engagement in the processes in this county, just because we have a population decrease does not necessarily mean that a representation decrease is appropriate or necessary, in my opinion. I feel actually quite the contrary would be a better way to go, where wherever possible we could increase the number of seats in our representative government in various areas of the county, including the county board, possibly city council and other areas. I really think that in addition to bringing more voices into the decision-making process and not having that as centralized in fewer and fewer hands, that it brings a diversity of opinion, more room for compromise, more room for innovation and brainstorming among the policymakers, and I think most importantly, it would instill a higher degree of faith in our civic leaders among the members of the community. You can see the level of concern on this issue that has come up. I think it's something that should be registered and some attention should be paid to it. Perhaps maybe take a little time, push this back, talk about it, meet with some other constituents just to voice their concerns more than anything else. I know that another concern about this, one of the reasons for the redistricting proposal is cost related. I honestly feel like proportional to the rest of the county's expenses, this is manageable. I also feel that some of the current county board expenses could probably be looked at and adjusted to offset whatever perceived potential cost issues may be coming up. The last thing I'd like to say is that I think once in a while, it's important to remember that the person in the other party does not necessarily have some kind of nefarious ulterior motives in what they are doing. They may actually have a perspective and a different reason why they are trying to make moves that you may be in conflict with personally. But I gotta remember, you know, these are my neighbors, you know what I mean? I've known quite a few, Jim Gresham, I know my whole life, you know what I mean? I trust you as a person. You're not here to screw anybody over. You're here because you're thinking about something that needs to be done or needs to be considered and maybe not have anything done with it. And I highly recommend that you guys take some time to consider everybody's concerns. I make a recommendation to stick with Tanner's map because it's one of the best ways to put a bipartisan effort forward at a time that I think that we really could use it here. And you know, for the rest of the country as well. So let's have a good example if possible. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
I got it. My name is Adolphus Cooper, and I'm new to this that's going on today, but I got one question. What's the reason for the change? That's my question. What is the reason for the change? That's my question.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
He's got more comment.
I didn't want to take anybody else's spot since I speak at these things regularly. My name is Reed Suitman. I didn't prepare a speech, which handicaps me, but I just found out about this yesterday, day before. The Herald and Review article was posted on the 12th, and today is the 14th. The Democratic Party maybe didn't get this out to the public like they should have. The Republican Party maybe didn't get this out to the Republic or to the public like they should have. But the public has had 2 days, from my understanding, to think about this and to give their feedback and to study up on what this means and to get an understanding of what the new balance on the board will be. I think everybody here knows that this redistricting plan will give the Republicans a majority on the county board. I don't think that's in dispute at all. I think this should be tabled. Honestly, I think we should keep the 21 seats that were proposed by Josh Tanner, a Republican is my understanding. Have time, right? Unless I'm taking up somebody else's who wants to talk. And out of respect, I will not comment on the concerning behavior I saw in the Republican caucus today beyond that. Vote with your conscience, not with your hope for power in party. And thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I had to navigate through crowd back there. My name is Will Wetzel. Since 1980, this community has lost about 24% of its population, and the city of Decatur has been 26%. And if you look around at all of the other local boards, how many of them have shrunk facing absolute population loss, and almost none of them have. The Decatur City Council hasn't. Our small towns haven't lost seats. And to all of a sudden come up when we have been facing this issue of population loss for 40 years, that's 4 years longer than I have been alive, and to suddenly come up out of nowhere and say this is when we have to do it does not make sense. We need representation. Everyone in this community needs representation. And we stand at a crossroads in our country now. Either we move forward together, or we continue to drift apart. And you have the opportunity, in order to preserve disparate voices, you have the opportunity to preserve democracy on the local level, and you have the opportunity to stand up and show that you are all local leaders who value everyone in our county. Thank you.
Thank you. Colin, I'll give you a chance here when we... So, the O&P. You've got the Deb, Ms. Kraft.
We have... Macon County Board Resolution addressing reapportionment following the 2020 census. Resolution number G-5321-10-21. I so move.
Chair, I motion to table this ordinance, and I do so under the reasoning that we have not had any form of a public hearing on this situation at all in any capacity.
First of all, slightly out of order, Ms. Coleman, because there needs to be a second before it's a valid motion to do anything with. So a little timing issue. I'm not disputing your right to make the motion table. You certainly can, but let's see if we get a second first.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Kraft made a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
It's been made and seconded.
Chair.
Mr. Coleman.
I motion to table this ordinance, and I motion to table this ordinance under the reasoning that we have not had any form of public hearing under this plan in any capacity. This is an incredibly sensitive issue that we only do every 10 years, and I think we need to have a lot more public input than the five to six individuals that have spoken to this issue here, especially with the guys that, you know, we've been doing this within a calendar week, have been passing this ordinance. And within the past several hours, we have introduced the map that we're going to be voting on now. I mean, I was delayed in getting all the information I need about that to really look into the detailed numbers of that situation there. So, I mean, I can guarantee that the public hasn't had the time to digest and internalize what's going to be going on and what the result of this is going to be. So I move to table this ordinance.
Okay. Motion's been made to table. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been made and second. We'll vote on this first. What we're going to vote on now is whether to table it or whether not to table it.
Correct. An aye vote would mean to table. A nay vote is to not table.
Ready, Mr.
Chairman.
Buckner.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Comer.
Nay.
Edwards.
Aye.
Antler.
Nay.
Greenfield.
No.
Gresham.
No.
Hogan.
No.
Holman.
Yay.
Horvey?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Craik?
No.
Larner?
No.
Little?
No.
Mattingly?
No.
Noland?
No.
Oliver?
Yes.
Rudd?
Aye.
Taylor? All votes nay. Motion fails, Chairman.
Motion fails. Okay. So, Mr. Kraft, your motion was
to adopt the resolution.
To adopt the resolution. There was a second.
Now, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
The way our office drafted the motion, there are several things that this board needs to consider and adopt in terms of the resolution in terms of redistricting. One of the things is you have to indicate how many total members and how many districts there to be, how many members from each district, and the annual salary of each member and the annual salary of the chair. Then we've also laid out, since there were several maps proposed at the operations committee, what we've done in the resolution that's now, if you look on page 2 of 3, there are blanks that need to be filled in for what this board desires. All right. So if it is your, we have the recommendation from O&P, which is for 15 members, 5 districts, 3 members each district, that Exhibit B be adopted, that the annual salary be amount of $2,500 and the annual salary for the chair be $5,000. So those things were the recommendations of O&P. What we tried to do, knowing there'd be some discussion here, is to leave that open for this board to decide what items to plug into the actual resolution. And so once that's decided, then that's what you should vote on, is whatever is put forward. So what we will need is someone to make a motion to adopt and lay out what things go in there. I understand there is a new map that has been identified in some places as R2 that is under consideration as well. It is not one that went through O&P in terms of one of the exhibits that was allowed. What I would suggest is to be consistent for everyone to refer to R2 as Exhibit E, which is E as in Edward. Thank you, Shad. E as in Edward, which is the next one that we have not utilized. We have A, B, C, and D. So if your pleasure is to adopt R2 as a board, then please, everyone, label it as Exhibit E and refer to it as such. I think that will keep it clean for the record. What I would suggest then, there's been various discussion about whether or not there needs to be a motion to amend or not. It's not necessarily a motion to amend, but what we would need is a motion which proposes in the 6 vacant blanks in the subsection on page 2, what goes in line 1, what goes in line 2, what line 3, line 4, line 6, and line 7. We need someone to state that as their proposal as a motion to fill those blanks in with those figures, if that makes sense to folks. Anyone have any questions about that?
Just a point of clarification. So
Exhibit A would be which I guess I'm trying to get down to which sure. map is which.
Exhibit A is, I believe, the first one. Let me see here. The one, and mine is, may I look at these, Chairman? Yeah. Because the color copies are not great for delineating.
For the recapping copies.
Yes. Let me make sure which is which. Looks like.
And I guess what I'm really looking for, Mr. Reeder, is which one Josh Tanner's map is.
Right, and that's what I want to make sure myself. All right, so it looks like A is our current configuration. Is that correct?
It says A.
Proposal, Mr.
Yes.
Tanner.
No, that's the clerk's office. Okay, Exhibit A.
Yeah, that's R2.
And then I wasn't responsible for tacking these together. So is there someone here who can tell me if the first
I think exhibit
black
A
and white
is,
copy is the first map, Exhibit A?
Is that yours?
Josh, do you know?
Exhibit A.
Having set in on OMP, Exhibit A is the Macon County Clerk's office. Presentation okay. of the map, which is Macon County
right.
Board.
But is that the first one here?
It's the second, right. sir. I believe it is the
well,
second.
I think it's the first one.
No, that is the map that is proposed. That is the R1 proposal.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, it's a very confusing process, exactly, when we have uncolored maps in that same sense, too. So.
Well, that's why, Mr. Tanner, do you know in the copies which is which?
You might be better off to refer to the color copies that all of the board members
I'm
have.
I'm great with the color copies.
All right. So let's use those.
Does everybody have all the members have a colored copy? No, I'll get you one. So all of you don't have one?
No.
I can share between
all right. two. So Exhibit A would be the one that's simply titled Macon County Board 2022
right.
with no attendant letter. Okay.
And that is the circuit clerk or the
that is the one that Mr. Tanner, that's the 7 district map. Okay. The next one, the one that was proposed, make sure of this, as Exhibit B would be Macon County Board 2022-R.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one proposed this afternoon?
That's no, not.
This
that's
is,
the
this
one
is the one that was promoted by O&P. The one that's labeled at the top. Simply R is Exhibit B. Okay.
This is the one. The second
one is this one.
Everybody good on that? Any
yes.
questions? All right. And then the other one that's been given to you is 2022 R2. This is the one that we would label as Exhibit E.
So R2 is the one that was just given
is
today?
Correct.
E,
yes. Which is E.
This would be E.
And we're really... And the other ones in between are the previous ones that were given to O&P, which would be...
Well, and that's what I... Let's see here. Two, three, four.
That would be it would be I don't have C. But B. Yeah. So that would be C. I believe that spreadsheet.
And the spreadsheet itself is D.
I think I have figured that, but I don't want to speak up.
It does not appear. Do we have, Mr. Tanner, do we have a copy of the what's referred to in the resolution as Exhibit C?
There's not a color copy of that, no.
Okay.
I have it right there.
I have one.
Some of the OP members may have a copy.
I think I have one, too. The
right. And then Exhibit D is simply a spreadsheet. It's not a map.
Okay. This spreadsheet.
All right, does anybody else have any clarification questions then about what needs to be done?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Oliver?
what seems to be progressing here is the fact that the last addition to these proposals is so new and it's unprepared for presentation to this body that I don't think we're ready to discuss it in full with everybody having an explanation of what the question is all about. I think that Mr. Coleman's motion to delay the vote on this was in order, but just out of order as to what's happening tonight, because we haven't had an ideal opportunity to even look at this and express any kind of feeling about it. And all that's happened is that the maps were taken and numbers were shot in and out of certain areas of this county and of its districts in order to try to balance it to make it come out as such, without any input from anyone except those people that devised the map. I don't think it's a fair and equitable presentation to this county, to these districts, and to the voters of this county.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Alden.
Thank you.
Chair.
Mr. Coleman.
Just wanted to make sure Mr. Reeder is done with his comments and those things there. Okay, so I move to adopt Exhibit C and fill in the blanks in this ordinance with the following numbers. Do I need to go line by line with it, sir?
I would suggest
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed. So for number one, the county board shall consist of 21 members. So, line two, that the county board shall be divided into 7 districts. That each district shall elect 3 members. Four, that the proposed plan attached here is Exhibit C. That county board members whose terms begin in December 22, there's no blank there. The amount of salary of the amount should stay the same at $2,000. And the amount that the chair, the county board, shall receive in additional compensation will stay the same, which I believe is $14,000 as well.
Okay, that's a motion made by Mr. Coleman. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and second. Mr. Tanner, would you call the roll?
Buckner.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Comer.
Nay.
Dawson. My apologies. Edwards.
Aye.
Entler.
No.
Greenfield.
No.
Gresham.
No.
Hogan.
No.
Holman.
Aye.
Horvey.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Craig.
No.
Larner.
No.
Little.
No.
Mattingly.
No.
Nolan?
No.
Oliver?
Yes.
Rudd?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
12 names. Motion fails.
Okay. All right. There's a resolution by Ms. Kraft. Second.
Brandt.
We still need a motion to fill in the numbers in some way.
I'd make a motion to fill in the numbers as 15 members. 5 districts, 3 members from each district, the proposed Exhibit E. The amount would be $2,500, and the additional compensation for the chair would be $5,000.
I'll second.
Okay, there have been a motion and a second. Are there any questions?
I have several questions,
Mr. Tanner, or Mr. Coleman, I'm sorry.
First question, who drew this map? I'd like to know all the names of individuals that are involved in the production of Exhibit C and the map that we're currently voting on now.
It's Exhibit E, isn't it?
Yes Exhibit E.
Exhibit E.
Yeah, that's what I said, yes, sir.
I don't know that I know all of the people involved. Mr. Tanner, do you?
I received this map from the Republican Party, which would be Mr. Pillsbury, and Mr. Stocks was involved in drafting the technical aspects of it.
When was it drawn?
I don't know when it was drawn. I received it today.
Where was it drawn? Was it drawn at someone's home? Was it drawn at a county office? Was it drawn in the Republican Party office?
I don't know that.
What software was used to prepare this map?
I don't know that either.
Do we know what and or whose computer was used to draw this?
No.
What were any county resources used in any way to draw this map?
Initially, I provided to both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party statistical data about the precincts, consolidations. Later on, I also provided census data with regard to the racial makeup of each of the precincts. So all of that information came from the Census Bureau, and that was then I collected it and then dispersed it to both the parties. So they received that data from me.
Thank you.
And then obviously the color maps that for the board were produced by me as well, but I was just filling in the blanks that were given to me.
Understood. Thank you. Was race or ethnicity at all of Macon County voters taken into consideration when we were drawing these lines?
With regard to Exhibit E?
Exhibit E, yes.
I don't know.
Can the chair or anyone else speak to those questions? These are nicely addressed for Mr. Tanner.
Based on race?
Yeah, was race and ethnicity taken into consideration of Macon County citizens while drawing these lines?
On the R2 is the one that you conveyed to me that there was not a designated black district. That's why it was changed to be a designated black district.
R2 in the plan, that's what we're doing now. So
yes.
Somewhat factually inaccurate, but yes. So in what specific ways were race taken into consideration in drawing this map?
I'm afraid I can't answer that question.
Clearly wasn't.
They're going to avoid tracking by doing R2 instead of R or R1. That's the consideration.
So clearly it wasn't taken into consideration, even though there's both a state and federal Voting Rights Act that mandate that there be certain racial requirements for districts there. So
it may have very well been taken into consideration. I'm not aware of what the consideration was, Carl.
Okay, I got you. Well, now, who gave the legal advice to not consider that race or didn't provide the legal advice that's not a key component that needs to be taken into consideration when drawing maps that we're proposing as a county board?
Mr. Stocks is an attorney, so.
They discussed that R2 is legally defensible.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. You're out of order. Please. Mr. Colvin's got the floor.
Comment section was done. Let's please keep order in the facility.
Go ahead, Mr. Coleman.
Order was lost when you denied the table.
That's it. Mr. Coleman's got the floor, sir. Mr. Coleman's got the floor. All right, we're not going to do this. I don't want to have to clear the room, guys. I really don't.
Unethical.
This is bullshit, man.
All right.
Calm down.
Mr. Coleman.
Calm down. Thank you.
You have the floor, sir.
Does the state's attorney believe that this map complies with the state and federal Voting Rights Act?
I do not have any opinion as to that because, number one, I wasn't involved in the drawing of the map. Number two, that's not my position to make. My position is to represent the county board in any legal actions.
Yeah, these are all things that could be taken into strong consideration if we were to have public hearings about this to figure out the true flesh of what's going on here in that sense. And not having a minority majority of a district is a straight violation of the Voting Rights Act. And under this plan, we're proposing there is not a majority minority district. The maximum is 46%, and that's not voting age population. That's general population. So that doesn't meet the qualifications of a majority minority district. Does it? Does it, Mr. Reuter? I guess is that your legal understanding?
Not my position to elicit or to give an opinion on that.
Mr. Coleman, if you choose to bring a lawsuit, the courts can work it out. I mean, whatever you choose, that's so.
I appreciate that. I was just speaking with my corporation counsel, our state's attorney, so to speak, that represents me in this body. Will county taxpayers be on the hook for a cost of defending this map in state or federal court if we are to be sued?
I mean, the county's going to be defended. I don't understand your question.
So who will be footing the bill if we are to have to represent ourselves in court to defend the fact that we have passed these maps that are in violation of the Voting Rights, or believed to be in violation of the Voting Rights Act? Who will be paying for that? Is it taxpayers?
You mean, I guess, if you choose to sue us, will it be?
If anybody, the state government, the federal government, or any African-American or minority that's disenfranchised under this plan.
It would be defended by
taxpayers. It would be paid for by taxpayers. Thank you for that. What percentage of African Americans are living in the current district that is being proposed under this, District 1?
Tanner, do you?
On the sheet that was provided, County Board 2022 R2, County Board District 1 is, according to the Census Bureau, you need the total population or the percentage?
Sorry, repeat that last.
Was the question the total population or the percentage?
I think percentage is what he asked.
Percentage?
What percentage of African Americans live in District 1?
Under the proposed R2, 0.458%. So 45.8%.
Would that constitute a majority?
I don't know. It's.
I think just sheer numbers. Under anything under 50% would not be a majority district, which is outlined in the Voting Rights Act as a core candidate. We already had a Voting Rights Protected Minority District established, D2, that three of our members of color are representing here today. So to alter this, I mean, that's a violation of the Voting Rights Act to dilute that and to crack that down to what it currently is. Do you think that this map proposal dilutes the African-American political viability? That's another concern that was had with this. That's another way it violates the Voting Rights Act, is that reducing the number of elected officials and increasing the number of constituents and or overall district makeup is a dilution of minority viability.
Do I think this reduces the...
This is for any Republican on the board and or our corporation, our state's attorney who's representing us in this public meeting.
Well, again, from my point of view, my job is to be the legal counsel, not to provide opinions, personal opinions about what I might believe. So that's left to board members.
I appreciate that. And I'm not asking for a personal opinion. I'm asking for your opinion as our legal counsel and state's attorney who's representing it and providing factual analysis of this board as we go forward.
Well, again, if we're talking about lawsuits, then I don't want to comment on pending lawsuits. So I have no opinion on that matter.
They're coming. You got a lot of money.
I would like I would like a copy of all email correspondence between Chairman Greenfield, Clerk Tanner, and any county official or employee in person, group, or entity discussing this map proposal. I can file a FOIA request if necessary in the interest of transparency. Those copies should just be provided to all members of the board and the media as well, just for transparency reasons.
Sure.
Gotcha. So is it true that we have lost 6-7% population over these last 10 years, yet we are responding with a lowering of the county board by 28%?
It's true that we've lost population over the last 30 years.
Yeah, not disputing that fact.
At that point in time, we were still at 21 board members. So, you know, we were at 140,000, I believe, 138,000 at one time.
Not sure we got that high.
103, I believe. So, you know, this isn't anything that Chairman Dunn also had showed wishes to do. So.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, Mr. Dunn is not a member of this body anymore. In that sense there. So I honestly think that his opinion matters in that situation here. Other than that of a citizen making Macon County that could come and voice his opinion and or his favorability for going down to 15, if we were to have a public hearing about this, that would allow the public to voice their concerns more than 5 minutes at a limitation and more than five people in that same sense.
Excuse me. Do you have another question, Ms. Coleman? Or Ms. Little has a question. I was going to let her, but I'll wait. Go ahead.
Yield to him.
Give it to him. Ooh, okay.
I need to be recognized by the chair.
All right.
Because that's
Ms. Little?
Huh? I find it very out of order to be having regular discussion during this, but I have to say this. This is my third remap. This is the third time proposals have been put forth to reduce the number of board members. This is the third time they've not changed any salaries. This is not new. It's just finally coming this far. And this is how far it is. And we need to vote on it.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Ms. Coleman, go ahead.
Is it true that we're reducing the county board by 28%, but also simultaneously giving us a 25% pay increase?
Yes.
Under this current proposal that we're getting ready to vote upon here in a minute?
Yes.
I didn't figure out the percentages of it, but I mean, it's what do you? What's the question?
Well, it's just a significant fact that we're decreasing the number of county board by a whole whopping 28%. But in that same sense, we're giving ourselves a 20% pay increase, and going from 2,000 to 2,500. Especially because, I mean, I think it's we kind of argue that in one fashion or another, cost effectiveness and saving costs is why we're looking to reduce the number from Ms. such Stone, a drastic thing.
If you'd like to make a motion to cut the board salary, I'd be more than happy to second it because I voted to cut my salary.
I'll motion to keep the same pay as it is now. I don't think we need to be increasing any pay at all. If anything, we need to be doing more work and advocating on behalf of the people, not lowering or paying ourselves more money, but lowering the number of people that can advocate and voice their opinion to this board as a member of this body.
You'll have to make a motion to amend the resolution, but
there's a motion to amend currently on the floor.
What is that? What is that motion?
We need to vote on that before you can vote that.
Actually, it's not really, well.
What is that motion?
I suggested we title it a motion to amend. It's really a motion to fill in the blanks. Motion was currently made by Mr. Nolan and seconded, I believe, by Ms. Lerner, that the county board shall consist of 15 members. They divide it into five districts, that each district shall elect three members, that the Exhibit E, the R2E, be adopted, that the annual salary shall be in the amount of $2,500, and that the chair shall receive a compensation in the amount of $5,000. That's the current motion to fill in those blanks that way.
Question. And I assume it's probably going to go unanswered like the majority of ones that I've already put forward. But just to establish, it's a question. So does the maps put forward have a majority-minority district that is over 50% that would make it a majority?
According to Ms. Tanner, no.
So it's not. So it's a minority district, not a majority minority, which is required under the Voting Rights Act. And two, the other violation. This is not a dissolution or delaying the minority political viability by decreasing the number of elected officials and increasing the number of people that they represent that make up that district. Which obviously African Americans didn't magically just get another 5 to 10% with the adoption of this plan or proposal of this plan, so to speak. So just by sheer numbers and just logic, it's a reduction in their viability as a minority, which is also a violation of the Voting Rights Act. So if we pass this ordinance, we are still in violation of the Voting Rights Act in two different fashions. Question, whether I'll get an answer or not.
That's your argument, Mr. Coleman?
It's my question.
I don't believe it does, but...
Yes or no?
That's...
All right, so we're still very, very liable to be sued by either the state, federal government, or any individual in this county that is a minority and is disenfranchised by this plan.
I'd like
That's
to
my
call
last
the
question.
Vote
we
on
could
this
be sued
amendment.
By anybody, sure. Okay.
In addition to the 46%.
There's been a motion on the floor. There's a second. Where the hell are we at here?
voting on placing the filling the blanks.
Mr. Oliver, go ahead, Mr. Oliver. You deserve it.
Looking at this Exhibit E. And to the left side of it, which would be the western side of Mecham County, that's a tremendous amount of territory, which also comes into the middle of the county. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that go from the bottom end of the county on the south side clear to the north side, which is into another county. It's called a district. That's ridiculous. I know farmland doesn't vote, so they have to come inside the middle of this county in order to try to get the numbers right of the territory that's covered. And it doesn't make sense except for the fact that someone is trying to garner a specific amount of votes, not necessarily territory, but of votes, to make it balance out so they can come down to five county board districts. And in the meantime, it's disenfranchising a bunch of folks in the middle of this, in the middle of the county.
Okay, well, I'm gonna
when you go straight up a line like that, out a little bit to the left side of it, and then come back into the middle of the town to help you carry that particular facet out. It's not preparatory to you to present and to vote on this. I think it's asinine, and anybody that thinks that this is a fair and equitable thing to do tonight I think I ought to take another look in the mirror.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Oliver.
One last question on behalf. Nope, Mr. Holman, go ahead. Well, the chair will call on you.
I was approached by a county officer in late June about this exact proposal of reducing the board, and they asked what my opinion of it was. And I thought, well, from a cost-saving measure, from the get-go, that sounds good, but I would want to take a stronger look at this situation. And obviously, there are some issues with restricting voter accessibility. You know, if they've had this, if they've been working on this since sometime in June, and I don't know what their official start date was on it, but if they approached me with it at that point, then they've had this for 3 to 4 months. And the first I see of any of the maps or any of the changes is on the 7th of October when I attended the OMP meeting. So now we've got an Exhibit E, which is being thrown out here, and it's the first time anybody's seen it in this room today.
Yep.
So I see a problem with trying to rush this thing through. Obviously, the board is not getting a clear purview of this entire map, what its impact is going to be, and obviously, the public doesn't know. So from that perspective, I say we need to do something to make sure that we get this out to the public, we get their input, we have the board members educated on what's going on so they can make a vote that is really going to count. I mean, that's what I see. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Holman.
Chair, may I?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, regardless of what has happened in the past, things that have may not change within 10, 20, 30 years, this still is not a fair and equitable map. That's period. Point blank.
That's a black one in detail.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Greenfield, if I could for just
yes,
a minute.
Yes, sir.
If this doesn't pass, just so I can say so, I'll be presenting a motion afterwards for Mr. Tanner's map.
Okay. All right, let's get to the vote. Ms. Taylor, go ahead.
I totally don't agree with this map with E. I think it's wrong. Not right.
Okay.
Chair, final comment on behalf of the Democratic Caucus.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to acknowledge that all four of African American members of this caucus that are present, three of which are from District 2, which is being toyed with, the voting rights of African Americans in that sense are being toyed with there. We have all expressed extreme displeasure and concern for what we're doing here as a board and a party. I appreciate the candor that we've had here. I think we've kept it rather civil in that sense, because this could have gotten out of hand less than it was there. I just want to reiterate the fact that this is a map that leads us up to legal liability, so why we would do that as a half of the county board, I just simply don't understand what logical sense that serves. If anything, it just serves political gamesmanship and power grabbing. I mean, this proposal is going to clearly going to threaten the viability of an African American trying to get on the board, but really any Democrat with how wide and base these maps are. So this is the final comment I wanted to have on behalf of the Democratic Caucus. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Conley.
We have a pending motion by Mr. Nolan, again seconded by Ms. Larner, that you fill in the blanks on page 2, as we stated before, with 15 members, 5 districts, 3 members, Exhibit E, 2,500 and 5,000. So
okay.
A aye vote will place those figures in those blanks. A nay vote will be against placing those figures in the blank. Any other questions? All right, Mr. Tanner, call the vote, please.
Buckner?
No.
Coleman?
No.
Comer?
Aye.
Edwards?
No.
Antler?
Yes.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Gresham?
Aye.
Hogan?
Aye.
Holman?
You all voted during the Republican caucus. You already made up your mind.
Definitely already said this.
I'm filibustering. Anyway. I will leave peacefully if I have to. This is unacceptable.
I appreciate it, Mr. Stutzman. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
continue, Mr. Stanton.
Mr. Holman.
Aye.
You can't do that.
Horvey.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Lerner.
Aye.
Little.
Aye.
Mattingly.
Aye.
Noland.
Aye.
Oliver.
No. Unequivocally, no.
Rudd.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Motion carries, Chairman.
You're a bunch of racists. And
this
I'm
wrong.
Going to leave now.
Crap. Okay. Are there any off-solder remarks?
I'd like to ask one
Mr.
question.
Oliver has remarks.
Mr. Oliver, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, in the explanation I was given while I was over from present new township clear up to the Austin Township and back into the middle of town, this particular three people are going to be real busy trying to cover everything from the middle of town to the outside edges of town and across to the Niantic district, and they won't be compatible anywhere at all. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. What do we got here?
Okay.
What kind of mix will we have? Has that been thought out? And I don't think that this has been thoroughly thought out to produce something that's equitable to everybody in this county, or to most people in this county anyway. It's too big a spread.
Thank you, Mr. Oliver. Motion adjourned to order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Chair.
You think Decatur has problems? Wait for these lawsuits to roll in.
Vote you guys out, because that is.